Education Works on Los Angeles Boulevard. Capiri's Tambalale Market traders are crying foul over delayed CDF empowerment funds. And in African news, at least 131 dead in Ebola outbreak in DR Congo, officials say. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Lusaka City Council LCC has commenced rehabilitation works on Los Angeles Boulevard aimed at improving road infrastructure and easing traffic congestion in the city. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project has resulted in the temporary closure of the stretch from the Long Acres flyover bridge to President Lane Junction and forms a part of government-funded Lusaka 40.1 kilometers urban road project being implemented through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. Ms. Mwamba says works on the road include reconstruction of pavement layers, rehabilitation of the asphalt surface, upgrading of walkways and drainage systems, as well as installation of street lights and road signs. She says the rehabilitation exercise, which started on May 3rd, is expected to be completed by June 3rd, 2026.
These works are for under the Lusaka 40.1 kilometers urban roads project, a government-funded initiative implemented through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development under the supervision of Lusaka City Council's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development. The initiative seeks to rehabilitate and upgrade township roads across Lusaka to bituminous standards in line with the government's urban development agenda for modern, accessible urban transport network. The Lusaka City Council appeals to members of the public to cooperate during the construction period by using designated alternatives and adhering to all traffic signs and directions provided by traffic officers.
Traders at Tambalale Market in Kapirimponshi have appealed for urgent intervention, alleging that they have been excluded from accessing Constituency Development Fund, CDF Empowerment Funds for the past 3 years. Market Chair Lady Irene Walia says despite submitting several applications to relevant authorities, the traders have not received any positive feedback, leaving many frustrated and concerned over the continued delay. She has since called for transparency and equal consideration in the allocation of empowerment funds. But Kapirimponshi Constituency Development Fund Committee Chairperson, Pastor Chris Mumba, has assured the traders that the CDF committee remains committed to fairness and equal opportunity for all applicants. Pastor Mumba says the selection process follows a strict evaluation procedure and has encouraged the traders to improve their documentation and reapply, adding that the program operates on a rotational basis to benefit different wards and groups.
I hope to God that they are selected and their proposal is viable, because those are the things, the criteria that are used to giving us grants or the empowerment. The business has to be viable. CDF means well, and it is not selective. It does not look at the face. It's not about who's because you belong to this ward and stuff like that. No. And I just want to, I feel, come next year, because we'll have Kapiri East and Kapiri West. Basically, I feel most of the people now will have, will get something somehow, maybe somewhere.
Konkola Copper Mines has commissioned a community water supply project in Vitovaula Township of Chingola and inspected ongoing road rehabilitation works in Chililamombwe and Chingola, valued at over $6.8 million. The water project, implemented in partnership with Village Water Zambia, includes solar-powered boreholes and community water distribution systems, expected to benefit more than 2,500 people per installation. Speaking during the commissioning, KCM Group Chief Executive Officer Deshni Naido said the initiative is aimed at improving lives by easing access to clean water and supporting schools, clinics, and other public institutions.
And water is very important, and that is why access to clean water must be a priority for all of us, both in corporate as well as in government, to ensure that our people receive that. We took a target to do 22 of these borehole projects. Today we are looking at borehole number 18. I think that is very exciting, and if I look at the total project that benefits 22 or 2,500 people, 22 boreholes, that's almost a 400 million kwacha commitment from KCM.
And Chililamombwe District Administration Officer Adja Chipawa says the projects will improve the service delivery, enhance mobility, and create employment opportunities for local youths.
Minister here, Abantre Swan Sekono, Natu Shwama, Lay Sailing, Yavin, Kuma Office, Kuda Kuriva DC, Ukumonati, Valete Ameshi, Akunoku, Tawavula, Nomba Namuswa, sometimes the Ama Resources, Ivola Government, Kulava, Matwala, Koyambuku, Ukwachidolen. And even when we know that as government we have the role to provide these facilities, but we have several programs, and this is why we engaged stakeholders. And we were very excited when KCM came on board to say.
Police in Lwapula province have reinforced manpower in five districts that had fewer personnel ahead of the August 13th general elections. Lwapula province Commissioner of Police Stephen Palata said in an interview that reinforcements have been deployed to Milenge, Chifundavuli, Lunga, Chembe, and Chipili from the division headquarters. He said the officers have already reported in their designated areas. Mr. Palata explained that officers, including those in districts that did not receive reinforcement, are expected to undergo training by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, in their respective districts. He has since called on political parties in the area to conduct their campaigns peacefully. Mr. Palata said the police are there to maintain peace and order and do not tolerate lawlessness. Pre-election activities have started yesterday with presidential nominations, while members of parliament and local government nominees will begin a filing on Wednesday. We now break for a few commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN. What are we doing today?